winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Airborne Season 6, Episode 11 recap. This episode was pretty damn good. Now, it's not the best episode of the season, but I like this episode much more than the last few episodes. Kenton James is front and forward in this episode. He takes control of the whole city, electric, holds them ransom for $10 million, I think, and Oliver as mayor has to decide if he wants to pay him or not. That's all good. And he keeps setting bombs and like blowing shit up and all that. It is great. And one of these accidents that happens affects Oliver's son. And Oliver goes there to rescue him with Diggle. And Diggle's back in the fortune outfit, looking pretty badass as always. Oliver's there, Green Arrow, saves his son. And his son finds out that Oliver lied to him, so he's a little pissed. And for the first time, William enters the Ever Cave. And first he won't talk to Oliver, and Oliver's giving him his space. Pretty cool. And then Oliver goes out on an assignment with Diggle, and Felicity's there. And Felicity talks to William. She shows him what Oliver does, and William realizes, hey, my dad is the Green Arrow, and it's pretty damn cool. And, when Oliver comes back, they have a nice little power out of them. Oliver tells William he's sorry for lying to him. He's new at this, but there's no excuse, and that's not an excuse. William says he understands the city needs him, and he says, I used to be afraid to be an orphan because you would go there, but I don't have to be afraid anymore because, hey, if you die, Felicity's here, and I have Felicity. A little creepy, but like a father, like a son. And while all that is going on, I'm going to call them Everyone Team B. Is working. They're working with Oliver on good terms, but they're still separated. I'm okay with that. And Vigilante gets in contact with Curtis. And he reveals, hey, guess what? I'm not really a bad guy. I'm working as a double agent, trying to take Kenton James down. And now he wants to work with MOTB to take him, help them take Kenton down. And you know what? I love this, because this fixes the problem that I had. The mid-season finale happened, and it showed all these villains working with Kenton. But, and Vigilante was there, but from everything we know, Vigilante isn't a bad guy. He wasn't last season. His main goal was to stop violence and put away bad guys. And this didn't really sit well with me. Like, if he's like that, why is he working with Kenton? Okay, he's a number agent. I buy that and I like it. Why not? It would be a pretty solid, good episode. And for all you Lost fans like me, there is a nice little Easter egg. I'm not talking about Michael Emerson as the villain, because that's not an Easter egg. That's just awesome casting. Michael Emerson as the villain is awesome. And there's a nice little Easter egg. Little one. It's always subtle, you might miss it. Only a true, goddamn true Lost fan will pick up on it. I'm curious. There will be a contest. If you're a true Lost fan, true, watched it several times, no man series, inside and out, what is that very subtle Easter egg? I'm not expecting that many people to know it, but if you're a Lost fan, put it in the comments, and I appreciate that. But overall, damn good episode, much better than the last few. I'm okay with the two teams working separately and they help each other. I'm okay with that. Loving Kate and James as the villain. There's Oliver William Felicity thing, that's pretty good. This is a really solid episode. Out of 5, I give this, I'll give it a 4. Really, really solid episode. I really enjoyed it. And I hope it continues to go on this path and continue to be good. Or maybe even great. But, yeah, really like this episode. Sorry for the belated recap, guys, but I'm here. I did it. I'll be back a little later to talk about Black Lightning episode 2. But, until then, this is Ben.